County officials from around the West are back in Washington, D.C. this week for a familiar ritual. They're asking Congress to reauthorize two programs that bring rural counties a lot of money. Those are PILT, Payment in Lieu of Taxes. That's money the federal government allocates to counties with federal land within their borders. That federal land is not taxed by counties. And there's the Secure Rural Schools program, which helps counties that contain national forest land pay for their schools. Both programs are prized by rural county officials such as Scott Hutzel from eastern Washington's Lincoln County. Every 2 years, he and his colleagues go back to lobby for funding for the programs. He says there's always hope that Congress will make them permanent. This year, he says there's reason to be optimistic.
Senator Wyden told us today that he's actually introducing a bill for at least 10 years of PILT, at least go out 10 years. We would love to. Well, what we'd really love to have is active forest management on the SRS side so we could get back to logging and having healthy forests and do those things like they are doing up in Stevens County and things like that and get back to getting timber excise tax so we wouldn't have to come to the federal government.
Hutzel is part of a delegation from the National Association of Counties that's in the nation's capital this week.